See, there are many reasons why you fast. I hope you know. You can fast for breakthrough.
Spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways. Is this not a contradiction? You see, are you getting it? The first thing that you will understand from these very few things that we have read is that sincerity is not enough. Are you with me? So these guys, obviously, they love God and they want to see God, but their sincerity is not yet enough. They have not put their house in order. As a nation that they seek, that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God, they ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Who has been here before? Who has been here? Are you sure you are not here before Elijah? Say, wherefore have we fasted, and thou seest not? You have not been here. You have not done 3 days dry, and there is no immediate impact. That's, you are here. You are the one here. Sometimes, even the 50 days you did some time ago, where is it? Are you getting the point? Mm-hmm. Wherefore have we fasted, said they. Why are you sitting behind the pillar? Why are you looking back? You, come and sit in front of the pillar. Wherefore have we fasted, said they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast. Are you following? You see, one of the things you should understand, in case you don't know before, is that the scriptures are not necessarily written in this kind of verses. There is demarcation, there is differentiation between context. Most times, the only way you can understand the scripture and the Bible and the way it is written is if you use some translation that have the capacity to speak in paragraphs. How many of you have those kind of translations? So they will come in one paragraph and say, the parable of the sower. How many of you have that? So there are many verses under that, but the context can only be gotten if you read the whole, or at least the divisions in the parable of the sower. Now, originally, scriptures are written in paragraphs, not in verses. Do you know why I'm saying this? This verse I'm reading now is supposed to be two different things. How many of you noticed? He said, wherefore have we fasted, said they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? So, this should be a verse on its own. By the time you now say, behold, this is like the answer. Say, behold, in the day of your fast, what happens? Cry. Kai, 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 kai. I think many of us are guilty. You see what God considers in a fast. So if you read here well, you will find out that to fast is beyond abstaining from food. Now, if anybody tells you that there is such a thing as fasting without abstaining from food, the person is wrong. But what is also correct is that aside from abstaining from food, in fasting you are expected to abstain from many things. The summary of all the things you are supposed to abstain from is called what? Pleasure. Yeah. So if your phone gives you pleasure, how many of you, your phone gives you pleasure? Your phone. Okay, why are you looking at? You should be the first to raise your hand now. Are you saying your phone doesn't give you... Go and submit it in my... Your phone doesn't give you pleasure. You're about to submit it in my office. Elijah, your phone doesn't give you pleasure. Huh? All of you are here. Huh? There is nothing on your phone you look upon to take your heart from the stress of fasting. Don't you do it? Sometimes you fast and think, say, let me just check WhatsApp or Facebook. Let me reduce the, my whole heart has congested. And you are saying you, your phone doesn't give you pleasure. And then you read one status, hurry. And then you smile and laugh. Some of your friends are posting humorous things on their WhatsApp status. You use 1 hour and enjoy yourself. On the day of your fast, Gloria, your phone gave you pleasure. Your friends can give you pleasure on the day of your fast. Many things, movies, they can give you pleasure. Are you getting the point? So anything that can give you pleasure on. So the scripture is saying that one of the things that happens, if it, the reason why you abstain from food is that you will have the capacity to abstain from pleasure. Of course, there are many things about pleasure that will not necessarily allow you to get away from them. But some of you that have really fasted, as I used to say, if you have done 3 days dry, 3 days dry, 3 days, 3 days, that call, you are saying that people call you and you go and answer. Okay, you have not fasted. If you fast for 3 days, 4 days dry, if they call you, you look at it like this, you get angry with the call. Somebody is looking for something important. This person is calling me like this. There are many things I have to say. So that is on one side. The other side is that, and exert all your labors. This one is a hard thing for people like Ifeanyi Elijah. This is a hard thing for people like God's love. Do you know what it means? It means that, and many other things, it means that even though you are not having pleasure, are you hearing me? But on the day you are fasting, you are busy with every other thing you should be busy with. How many of you are guilty? You have been fasting and you are busy. Raise your hand. Fasting and busy. Say after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I didn't hear some people's voices. The way you do, Lord Jesus, forgive me. So there is such a thing as fasting under pleasure and fasting under work. So the only thing those people succeeded in doing is that they didn't eat that day. But they went to this uncle and they did everything every person there is doing. The Bible is against you because these kind of people are saying, I fasted 100 days. Why am I not having impact? He said, on the day of your fasting, you were too busy for me. That is why I used to tell people sometimes. People tell me they want to go on 3 days. They want to do this kind of fight. They want to. I will look at them and advise them, checking circumstances, that what you need now is not additional hours and moments of fasting. What you need now is to bring more effectiveness to your fasting. And one of the ways you do it is to reduce pleasure and reduce work. Reduce pleasure and what? So instead of fasting 6 to 9 and you are busy throughout, are you hearing what I'm saying? You carve out more time for the word. Carve out more time for prayer. Carve out more time to discuss with people of like mind. Probably you are fasting with other people. That will bring more effectiveness than the fact that you fasted 3, you didn't eat anything, yet you are busy with many other things. When will you speak to God? Or more importantly, the challenge with some of those things is that it's not even about speaking to God. You won't have time to hear from God. So you give more time to prayer, give more time to studies, and even give more time to meditation. You see, this is the way that if you are working in an office or doing your business in the marketplace, this is the way you can gain advantage. Do you know you can be selling to somebody and the person will think you are selling to the person? but you are actually in the world of your own, and a lot of things are happening in your heart. Now, of course, this state, to maintain it in that kind of environment, you must have cultured your living. Where is God's love? You must have cultured your living to an extent that you can stay in that kind of environment and still maintain your sanity, spiritual sanity. Are you with me? If not, if you go there is a way they will shout in your class. Ah! You will find out. You will be, even if you didn't find out, you will be cut off from the thought process that is going on in your heart. Sometimes I will be meditating, and the glory of God will come down strong. Just meditation. Maybe one day we'll look into meditation. Meditation is overpowerful. I don't mean listening to messages. In fact, when I was learning the prophetic, I was under the school of a man called Neville Johnson. I think the man died last year. But as of the time I was following him, As of the time I was following him, 2018, he was still alive. So one of the name of his school is called Academy of Light. I will suggest that if you want to sharpen your prophetic, not I see your panto, you should follow that man. Actually, it's my father in the Lord that suggested him. All you need to do is just type Academy of Light on YouTube and you will see plenty of it. Okay, back to what I'm saying. So one of the things that the man suggested in improving your prophetic is meditation. If you are strong in the prophetic, meditation is not leaving your mind blank like people in the Hindu temple. No, meditation is bringing a matter on the tablets of your heart and brooding upon it. That means there must be content therein. Are you with me? We are not saying, you might think what is meditation is just keep your heart open, whatever comes in. Satan will bring something. He will bring your wahala with your father. You meditate, all of them are meditation. By the time you meditate on it for 30 minutes, anger and bitterness will enter. And then by that, you have opened door for demons, terrible demons to come. I'm yet to see more powerful demons oppressing men like the demons that come as a result of doors opened by the sins of the spirit. I don't have time to go into those matters, so I might not explain fully today. But there are sins in the body and there are sins that in the spirit. Don't write. The day I will teach it well, you will write it that day. It's just for information. For example, that is why some people that teach the gospel of grace say that fornication is just the sin in the body, that it lacks the capacity to touch the spirit. But there are sins in this, sins like bitterness. That is why. I think I've taught this before. Somebody can commit fornication, come out from fornication and flow under anointing. But nobody can stay under bitterness and flow under anointing. Nobody. Unforgiveness, those things blocks the pipe. So this thing called anointing actually doesn't, the flow chart is not really from heaven like this. It's from inside. So if it wants to flow inside, what happens is that your spirit in connection with the Holy Spirit will begin to bring out essence from your spirit and it passes through your heart. Are you getting the point? So if there is bitterness, what bitterness does is to go to the valve. Because the heart is like the valve between the spirit and the soul. It goes to the valve and blocks it. Try it. Anyway, many of us are not married. If your wife or your husband offends, if offense, check it. If offense is in your heart, try to flow in the spirit. You will find out there will be a lot of struggle. A lot of struggle. That is why most times if there is an offense between husband and wife, they might have to go back and settle. But somebody can commit fornication. That's what has deceived many pastors. Let me stop. Very big and small pastors. Because you can come out from the bed of fornication, all those kind of immorality, and then you can go and flow. Because as of that time, the valve of the heart has not been blocked. Even though you can do that to the point that the valve of the heart can be blocked. Let me stop. So many of you lack the capacity to carry this one. So what I'm trying to say is that people sin in their body. And sin in their body. Every sin is sin. In Jesus' name. And we take you to hellfire. We are in verse what? Verse 4 now. So I advise, I counsel that you take time and do a very deep study in this book of Isaiah chapter 58. It will give you a lot of perspective. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate. Amen. Oh, let me be picking it one after another. Behold, ye fast for what? Let me just collect one answer here so that we'll follow together. Remind me your name. Someone come and give her the mic so that she will tell us what this thing means. Ye fast because of strife. Ye fast. You are fasting, no? But it's because of strife. It's a terrible place to find yourself. Let's find. No, sit down. You are in your father's house. You don't know the answer. Just try. Whatever you think it means, try. Anything you say, Harry will now complete it. Okay, come and give Harry.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Papa, I will just speak on strife.
Mm-hmm. It's just strife I want you to speak on.
Okay, sir. Said, indeed, you fast for strife and debate.
You no need to even add debate.
I think strife here is more like competition, more like you're trying to contend with. Let's say probably I'm able to do 6 hours.
You are correct, but just finish it.
I'm able to do 6 hours of fast. That is how my strength can carry me.
Don't call it your strength.
That is how
the grace
can carry me. Carry me. Mm-hmm. And
that is the much
I can go.
Me and Harry, we need to do 7 days, right? What do you think? If you don't have grace, me, I will share my own with you.
I will collect that.
But you will still be weak. Oh. Hunger will still match you. But you will finish. What I will assure you of is that you won't die by the time we get to the 7th day. That's what I'm sure of. Continue.
Okay, then someone like Watcher can actually go, let's say, 4 days dry.
Is it true, Watcher?
I'm trying to bring kind of an example, illustration.
Yeah.
And so, in a bit to actually, maybe I've seen him go for 4 days dry, and I'll be like, wow, I need to.
Is it bad to desire that good thing?
It's not, but the motive is the issue.
Very good.
The motive is the issue now. If my motive of fasting is so as to beat his record, that means I'm wrong.
Very good.
But if the motive is for growth, the Holy Ghost will help me.
Please, let's clap for him. I don't think there is anything to add. It was Paul that came to some point. He said, some people do ministry, this ministry for strife, competition. So they say, this one. For example, we do 24 hours here, and you do 24 plus 6 is what? By the 6th hour, the Holy Ghost will leave the door. Because the allotment of grace from heaven. See, are you with me? Or before, if God sent you to do something, the proof that he sent you is the grace he gives you to accomplish that. He will never send you to do what is not sponsoring. See, that is why this, our business, is a serious business. The scripture said that he is the one at work. Where? Both to. And what do you have to contribute? That's why the words like yieldedness, alignment, submission cannot be overemphasized. Sister, come and give this my sister jot, I will pay. Come and give her. Eh? It has finished. Okay. The thing is doing me somehow. You don't have jota, raise your hand. You don't have jota. The braids, do you have jota? Okay. Huh? Get for her. I get for her quickly. If you have, I tear for me. Tear for me. Tear for me. You have tear for me, jota, raise your hand. Let me see this, your jota. Let me see your own. How can you be selling jota? Let me see. Ah! Bring it. Let me show people. Bring it. If you are happy, we are doing leaders meeting and we say handwriting. You brought out your own. Because you have good handwriting. You are using tear for me. Raise your hand. Let's manage this one for now. Where is tear for me? You know, I feel somehow that I teach from the depth of my heart. And many of the things I teach you is well researched. I'm somebody that study and study and study. On the subject of fasting, I've been studying on it for almost 10 years. It will be 10 years this year, 2011. I don't engage subjects without studying. The day I encountered Holy Ghost baptism, I went and searched everywhere for every book that spoke on Holy Spirit baptism. All. So how do you intend to improve in your capacity to dish out the Holy Ghost when you don't study, you don't watch videos, you don't listen to anything? And you suddenly want to start, you increase in your capacity to minister. You are a joker. Victor, go and buy fowl. Collect from our Igwe and give to him. And he's wearing his siagu today, so he needs one fowl. Are you getting the point? Let me just say this for your own benefit, and then we'll go. Just one statement. The first price you pay for any advancement in life, even spiritually, is the price of knowledge. And I will add relevant knowledge. That's the first price you pay. That's why we have to be. Even this study on fasting is also the price of knowledge, because it brings perspective to you, so that you are not just fasting, and as you are fasting, you develop also. Yeah, nothing to show. Ah. It's not me and you. Are you getting the point? So, Paul was the one that said, some people are preaching this gospel with us. But the reason why they are preaching it is to show that they too can. Paul came to the point, because initially you will not know. And it's possible that somebody can get born again under that kind of gospel. Because the truth is that, are you with me? This word is so powerful that a drunkard can preach it and it will work. A pastor that is... you have not sat under fake pastors before. But in few moments you can be helped. The Holy Spirit can interject in few moments of even just reading the scripture. One of my friends those days said that they were reading a place from the scripture, and it was before Holy Communion. He was a Catholic that time. As he came to take the Holy Communion, he believed everything they said. And as of that moment that he believed, he had an encounter. That's how he got born again. Meanwhile, the people giving it is fulfilling righteousness. It is just nothing. But the Holy Spirit is able to interject as long as it's the word of God. And sometimes you don't even need to understand what you're reading. So people can preach this word on strife, and the power of God can even move. But yet it's strife, it's competition. So how many of you have fasted to break record before? You're not with me. Say the truth. You have fasted to break record. Maybe. Have you not done it? It's true now. The way to do this, the way to know, is simple. Let me tell you. Maybe you can now look at your brother and you feel, that I'm higher spiritually. And your brother is hammering for 4 days straight, for 4 days. And you have, by 9 in the night, your leg will be doing like this. So you say, me, I should be ahead of my brother now. So you enter into 3 days dry. Because it's 4, you want to do 5. On the 5th day, you have an encounter. Are you with me? The one the evangelist in my church had. There is a day it at Umezago, down this road. He was fasting and he had an encounter with the deity. The deity struck him mad. Under fasting, 7 days dry. In case you don't know, fasting without praying and Bible studies is not really complete. Except you have matured much. If not, what long fasting does is that it brings neutrality to your spirit man. Are you with me? Your inner man gains neutrality. So any force that comes at that moment for impact, that neutral spirit will engage and begin to function by that energy. That is why Muslims can fast and he has power. Are you getting my point? Now, if he doesn't have power, they will stop. Hindu monks, they fast and they levitate. You fast to some point, feed your soul with those powerful spirits, and then you release the latent power of the soul. There is a book, if you have time, you check out. The Latent Power of the Soul by Watchman Nee. You will now see that the soul carries a lot of power. And one of the major ways to release the powers that is locked in the soul is to fast. You fast to some point. I hope you know that some of these Yoruba monarchs, what was the name of the main one? The Oni of Ife, before they will crown him, I think he does many days fasting. How many days? It's up to 3 or 7. He will lock himself. They will lock him in a place. Is it not true? No food. So that he will be able to carry the invading powers that will come. That's why we fast. There is a way you fast. Your body becomes light. Your spirit becomes strengthened. So you can have some encounters and you won't die. Some of you don't know that there are some encounters you will have. Your body can carry it. You start misbehaving. If I come in my regalia, only me. If you encounter only myself, you can't carry it. Talk more of. Am I lying? You want to encounter. Now, I'm not trying to say, but if you really encounter people like me, you can't carry it. And I'm not always like that. I continue fasting and my capacity to accommodate divine substance was increasing. So some of those angels you will see, they will knock you down. A day will come, you will see them, you will stand. How did I reach here? Help me, somebody. So strife. This is not about competition. That is why I told you people, what we are doing is 6 to 3, except, are you hearing me? Except for Is it not Ezenachi that I'm seeing at the back? Come to the front, come to the front, come to the front. Find somewhere. And you are holding tear for me. Tell your brother I'm looking for him. It be like back seat is now for elders. Aaron, come and sit in front. Come and sit here. Sorry for this thing. It's part of culturing your heart. Why haven't you sat in front seat before? Come and sit, come and sit, come and sit. God has elevated you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Sit here. You are now a man of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Tell that fair lady at the back to come to the front. She has not opened her Bible so that my eyes will be seeing you. Is there any space? Come and sit here. Have you not noticed that if you go to Benny Hinn meeting, how many of you have seen Benny Hinn? Why is it that when you say, glory, and it's only the people in front that is always falling? Go and be sitting at the back now. You don't know that there is this energy has perimeter. The closer you are to the action, the more you feel the thing. The further you are away, the more you need your faith to connect. I'm not saying you can't, but the people in front don't need faith to connect. All they need is proximity, physical proximity. Sometimes, I know they tell you physical proximity is not equal to spiritual. It's not always true. You have to balance that statement. Huh? Somebody came in my office and is measuring me, want to sew for me. As he touched me, high tension, now he touched me. The guy couldn't measure me. Started shaking to measure me. High tension. May the Lord make me a high tension. This guy wants us. Good men touch you, they are charged. Evil men touch you, they die. You need to be high tension. It is a good thing. Good for good people, bad for bad people. I beg, join me later. Join me later. It be like we no go play today. Leave him. You want me to. You are blessed. So what's the next one? And debate. He said, behold, ye fast for strife and debate. Come and give Elijah mic. Let's find out what the scripture meant by fasting for debate.
While fasting for strife is kind of for contentious,
mm-hmm.
Debate is kind of for argument sake, or should we say to prove a point. Me too, I have done 40 days before. How many have you done?
Is he correct? Is he correct, Chinwe? Come and give Chinwe to add the remaining answer.
To prove a point. Same thing on my mind.
To prove a point. Are they correct? Are they correct? Some people are not answering. Are they correct? So you will show us how correct they are. So as far as I'm concerned, you are going to go under the mic. So if they are correct, you are going to show us how correct they are. If they are not correct, you need to add what is missing. Are they correct? Come this side. We must find answers this way. Are they correct? Hey! Are they correct? Oh? Okay, let me choose. Holy Ghost, help me. Help me and choose one person. Give that fair guy. I like the way the guy... No, you can sit down. You can sit down. No more.
Actually, sir, I think they are correct.
Okay, rephrase their answers in your own words. If it is true, they are correct. That means you concur and you understand. Or rather, you concur because you understood. And if it is true, then you must have the answer in your own words. Okay, give us.
Okay, the fasting for debate is like, not only just that they are trying to prove a point, you are trying to show yourself. Like, for example, you can, like me and this guy now, we can be friends and, you know, all these spiritual friends, and I'll come and be like whining him with the fasting that, can you imagine that last week I just finished 7 days dry and, you understand?
This is my guy, the spiritual environment, true. So you are correct. Let's save a little time. So, it's for debate. If you come to debate, you arm yourself with points. Serve me points. How many of you did debate in primary school? I did, though. I represented this. There is this local government. There is a place we meet. You grew up in this town. Raise your hand. You didn't go for debate. They have stopped debate. Local government used to sponsor debates that time here. And we meet at Ebo. I used to represent my school. My school is not far from here. My primary school is just if you cross over that road. Is it not somebody that told you? So, my point is that if you come to debate those days, I don't know how they do it now. They say with these few points of man. Car. Are you sure you didn't do debate? You look like somebody that did debate. With these few points of man, I intend to convince you. So that's the whole point. The whole point is to make a point, to convince people that you are a spiritual being. You don't need to convince anybody. You don't need to prove any point. Are you with me? Is to prove point, but you don't need to prove any point. In fact, sometimes if you stay with me, I intentionally eat. Me, I will not be eating intentionally. If I notice, if I stay in an environment where people fast and pray to prove point, me, I will start eating. Come, Mama, I'm so afraid of engaging spiritual things without the right motives. I've seen it kill men. I've seen it frustrate men. I've seen people walk in things that are encoded with power, and the power and life thereof was taken away. In fact, it seemed as if it was counterproductive. Can somebody fast for 4 years, even palm oil? No. You know, if you bring palm oil and put in fire under her, the thing will now turn to another thing. Even that one, no drop. Even if you are not praying for anointing, if you fast for some time, the thing will start coming. Actually, the anointing is not so much of something you pray for. It is something that is on the path of spiritual progress. That is if you are correct. Once you are correct, one day you stumble on something. Huh? One day you suddenly hold somebody and say, what did you put in your hand? Why is your hand burning me? You didn't plan for it. One day you shake somebody and the person starts shaking. Start shaking. What did you do to me? What did you do to me? Meanwhile, you didn't do anything. It's just that the place you touched in the night, you touched terrible beings. Meanwhile, your frame has been molded in such a way that you can sustain that atmosphere normally. So when you touch somebody that is dwelling in a very low energy level, the person will feel it, will feel the impact quickly. Two people are not at the same energy level. Do you want us to prove it? No, let's prove it. No, let's stand. So, when you dwell at high energy level, wake up in the morning. You did not plan. You just shook somebody. Just play small for me. Play small. Do we have time to fly? You can be dry of prayer oil. There is an oil for prayer. And people like me, I didn't greet you, I didn't do anything. You just greeted me, I did my hands like this. You lift that greeting and start praying. What happened to you? If my shadow, I know Peter's shadow healed the sick. My shadow makes you to pray. If I come in this building and nobody knew I entered and I stand at the back, suddenly this environment will change. The prayer mode and energy will increase. The desire to seek God, burdens and hunger will triple. Just because a human being entered. Reuben! Their energy levels. And men need to touch them. So that we speed up the growth of other men. Your presence is what drives men to the place of alignment. And brings them to the energy level that will allow them to do business at higher places. Even if it's just for a moment. Because some of the things that hold people is not because he wants to hold them. Your ambience can create a leverage for them for the moment so that they can take delivery of the goods of God. Because if you allow them, it might take them 5 years. I hope you know God, it might take them 5 years to get to that place in the spirit. But that is your ambience. So all God needs to do to administer mercy, because mercy is not giving you undue advantage. Mercy is bringing justice in such a way that you don't have to give anything for it. That means somebody gave something for what was given to you as mercy. So the day mercy came to you as an administration, it's possible God laid hands on your neighbor and the person has been groaning through the night. That is the payment for the administration of the mercy that came to you that you didn't do anything. So what you call mercy is another person's labor. So God said, I want to show this person mercy. All God did is to bring her to an ambience with superior energy level that have the capacity to push you from that low planes of spiritual existence to high places in God. Not because of what you are doing, but because of the fellowship of burning hearts that you have been brought into their company. The burning heart brings a burning heart to you. That is mercy. But how does God do it? He just brings you to men. Men that have done business. Some of the people you are greeting and think that we assist have been fasting for 4 years. You are just managing. You just started managing last year. Suddenly you notice that it seems as if you have come up to a certain level. It's not your own doing. That is the act of God's mercy to fast track your work with God. Something that would have taken you another 4 years to get there. That's what it takes in chronological time. But a man can fast speed. Can come as a result of relationships, interactions with men that dwell at higher energy level. Why do we need to debate and compete when we can align with the flow of divine energy and benefit? You can be carried. When people say they are here, they struggle with prayer and all those, I smile. I will know that there must be a disalignment somewhere. Because even the least amongst us will be as strong as David. The least. Don't worry, when you appear back in Kuto, even though you feel as if you have not done much, when you appear back in Kuto, and suddenly you took one of my messages and you cooked from that day, I know IBG is hard for you, but that day the thing came. It came like a horn of oil and it will drip, and you pray from 11 till 5 in the morning. And then you step up for lecture. And they will tell you, Tolu, your face is now shining. He said, it's not, you know. He said, let me see. You shake the person and you now fall under power. And you now run away and say, Jesus wants to expose me. May God expose you like that in Jesus' name. You need that kind of exposure that you can't go back again. Huh? You will be in your class. And then your lecturer will be teaching. And then you see a demon like a squirrel resting on the shoulder. And God will tell you all you need to do is to go near the lecturer and say good morning. And then your good morning is as powerful as casting a demon. You know, in our demonology class, I told you before that there are demons within and there are demons with. There are demons that are not inside, they are just perching on your shoulder like this. I don't know if you have read the books of Kenny Hagin. I believe in visions. He said one of those days in the visions, what he saw is that the man that married the daughter came, the spirit that disturbs the man is like an imp. And what it does is just to rest on the man's shoulder. He's not inside. See, the demons can possess your spirit if you are born again. In fact, if you are not even born again, the demons can't even possess human beings 100%, even people that are not born again. So, if you are not born again, demons can't even be resident in your spirit. But they can be resident in your soul. And so much control your life, because once they enter the soul, they'll be looking for your heart. Unfortunately, life flows from the heart, really, not directly from the spirit. Even the content of the spirit have to come into the heart if it will become the fulcrum of your existence. Are you getting the point? So if the spirit does not succeed in conquering your heart, then whatsoever is still in charge in the heart is still where you will be living from. That is the basis for transformation. Because the Holy Spirit can be powerful in your spirit, but he has not brought transformation to your heart. Huh? Are you getting the point? And as long as that has not happened, the Holy Ghost will be locked up in your spirit. The powers divine will be there, and you'll be suffering as if your father is not the eternal one. So until that thing comes out of the spirit and enters the soul, that is what people like Watchman Nee calls the breaking of the outer man. Sometimes the very purpose of fasting is that thing will happen, that the outer man will break. Suddenly you begin to experience the brokenness that comes from the impact of the disciplines of the spirit. That is why men that grow in stature and become sons in God cannot run away from disciplines, because disciplines are intended to chastise and break the outer man and bring you to the place of brokenness. Then the powers of the spirit will begin to come forth. Suddenly you will notice that you have become a different kind of man. Those things have been there for long, but you have suddenly given the spirit an aperture. You have given him a portal from whence he can flow out. And suddenly men that knew you before, we know that like an alabaster, something has broken, and the fragrance have the capacity to flow into nations. You will become a new kind of being, fragrance, aroma, odor that have the capacity to draw men to God. That's why we fast fundamentally, so that something there is a treasure that need to flow out. That is what nations seek. That is what can draw nations. That is the content, the power that can draw you to the place of the manifestation of your destiny. I don't trust the things I am in the flesh. I need to look into the spirit. I fast till I become that man. I yield to the disciplines. I yield to the chastisement. He said, him that is without chastisement is a bastard. Are you a bastard? Ask the Holy Ghost in 1 minute. Tell my motives. Tell my desires. Tell my ambitions. Align my heart. You are not praying. This might be the greatest moment in these 50 days for you. God wants to save you from fasting without result, from effort without impact. He wants to save you. Consider this an act of God's mercy. Judas Iscariot came. He said, we should sell this oil. We should sell it. It will bring a lot of money. The Bible spoke about him. He said that even though he's talking about selling and saving of money, he said it's not because he wanted an advantage for our law. He didn't want a good thing to come to our law. It's because he's greedy. It's because he's looking for his pocket. That's why he's fasting, to prove a point to his mates
that he has arrived. That's why he's fasting, to show that him too is anointed. That's why he's fasting, to show that him too is not behind. Touch my heart. Like Jacob, may I limp. Whatever it takes for me to arrive in the place of promise and blessing. You have not seen the impact and power of your fasting before now. Is this the reason? God has shown you mercy. God has brought you deliverance. Take advantage. Samantai, Samapapapapakai, Aitepenekota Kapamate, Yapamapataka, Kapanapakatamakapenate, Yapakapanakapenoka, Yapantepanaka, Yapakatanakape, Isambatane, Isapanapatapatapatane, Yapakapanakapenakua, Aitepekapanate, Manta, Manta Papapampe, Yapakapanate Kapanate, Isambopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopop Sire, sire. One more minute. Somebody. Sire, I come and tap on my copy. Yapataka, papa, copy. I tap a kapanaka, kapanaka, patakatia. Yapana pakapola, Yapana kapanapola, a prata pataka pampete. Ya. Yapana
in Jesus.